Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 12th of June, I hope you're well. Coming up...
It's a bloody marvellous feeling, I have to tell you, so it's really nice.
Dublin MEPs elected, but for others it's day five of election counting and Aer Lingus pilots look set to strike. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Dublin has elected its four MEPs for the European Parliament. It follows late drama at the Count Centre in the RDS last night. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
The MEPs who will represent Dublin in the European Parliament are Fine Gael's Regina Doherty, Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews, Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin and Éan Ó'Riordán of Labour. The first two passed the quota at the 19th and final count, with Regina Doherty passing poll topper Barry Andrews, who himself will return for a second term in Brussels. Lynn Boylan was re-elected, having lost her seat in 2019. She started the day in fourth in the poll, but the transfers of running mate Dahi Doolan sent her back above radio presenter Niall Boylan, and she turned out to be very transfer friendly in the final counts. However, it was the elimination of People Before Profit's Breed Smith which ultimately decided this election. Her transfers allowed Éan Ó'Riordán to overtake Ciarán Cough of the Green Party into fifth place. Cough, who lost his seat, couldn't make up the lost ground following the elimination of his fellow outgoing MEP Claire Daly. Ó'Riordán received over 16,000 of the over 43,000 on offer from Ciarán Cough, which meant he overtook Niall Boylan at the final count. His election means there will need to be at least one by-election in the next 6 months if we don't get a general election before then. Andrew Lyad at the RDS.
Meanwhile, there are still seats in the European Parliament to be filled in the South and Midlands Northwest constituencies. The counting of votes in both will resume again later this morning. There's been no improvement in Ireland's water quality. The latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows some improvements were found in our rivers, lakes and waterways and coasts in 2023. However, they were offset by declines elsewhere. Pollution from agriculture and wastewater is largely to blame. Sinead O'Brien, CEO of Sustainable Water Network, says the report is a wake-up call for the government.
Our members are extremely concerned by this report because it shows yet again the failure of the government to address our water crisis and to stem the tide of water pollution. It really needs to be a wake-up call for them to introduce far stronger measures to tackle pollution from the main sources, which are agriculture and forestry runoff and also discharges of raw and inadequately treated human sewage.
Aer Lingus flights could be grounded within weeks as pilots look set to strike. The Irish Airline Pilots Association has rejected a 9% pay rise brokered at the Labour Court and is looking for wage hikes of over 20% instead. Talks between both sides in the dispute broke down yesterday. The result of a strike ballot by pilots is due later. A regeneration plan for the village of Creasla in Donegal will be unveiled this morning. Groups involved in the plan include Donegal County Council, Creasla Community Association and the Creasla Working Group. An initial plan put forward was met with disdain by many of the families affected by an explosion in the village in October 2022. 10 people, including teenagers and a young child, lost their lives in the blast. It's feared a number of mummified remains have been destroyed following a fire in the crypt of St. Michan's Church of Ireland in Dublin. It's understood a fire was lit in the crypt, which houses a number of mummified remains, including those of the 800-year-old crusader. A man has been arrested in connection with the incident. In international news, Hunter Biden says he's grateful for the support of family and friends, but disappointed after being found guilty of illegally buying a gun after hiding his drug use. The US president's son was convicted on all three counts in a court in Delaware. Prosecutors argued he didn't disclose his crack cocaine addiction when completing forms to buy the gun. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone has been reading his statement.
I am more grateful today for the love and support I experienced this past week from Melissa, that's his wife, my family, my friends and my community. Recovery is possible by the grace of God and I'm blessed to experience that gift one day at a time.
In entertainment news, Hollywood star Kevin Spacey has spoken about his behaviour in the past, admitting he was sometimes too handsy with people. He told Piers Morgan he denied groping anyone, but accepted he pushed boundaries when asked about allegations of inappropriate behaviour. During a UK trial last year, he was found not guilty of 9 sexual offences involving 4 men. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland lost away from home for the fifth time in eight games last night. Cristiano Ronaldo scored a brace, taking his international goal tally to 130 as Portugal cruised to a 3-0 friendly win in Aveiro. One bright spark from an Irish perspective was a debut off the bench for Leicester City striker Tom Cannon. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.